From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm David Childs. The University of Utah might not be hosting a presidential debate anymore. As KUER's Sage Miller reports, the university has already spent more than $2 million gearing up for the October 9th event.
President Biden said today he wouldn't participate in any debates set up by the Commission on Presidential Debates, which the university was picked to host. Jason Perry is the director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics and is organizing the efforts. He says they've been operating as if it was going to happen. Now things are tentative.
We were disappointed with the announcement without question. Of course, no one's come to us and said, hey, yours is off. We're absolutely not doing it. There's still a lot of time between now and then.
Perry projects it would cost around $6.5 million to host the debate, so they asked the legislature to fund $2.5 million of it. Utah House of Representatives Communication Director Alexa Musselman says they didn't want to hand over the money unless the debate was confirmed, but Perry still believes it's on the table.
It's not something that's over right now, and so we're going to continue to work with the Commission on Presidential Debates. They will continue to work with these campaigns, and we'll have more clarity in the coming days and weeks.
The state money is set aside if something changes, but if the debate doesn't happen, those dollars will stay in the general fund. Sage Miller, KUER News.
Utah and three other states are suing over changes to Title IX. That's the law that forbids discrimination based on sex in education. Last month, the Biden administration said it also bars discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Utah's Attorney General Sean Reyes says the new rule is an overreach that means less protection for women and girls who play sports. In a statement on social media, Representative Mike Schultz says Utah will stand up for women and girls.
Most Utahns do not want men to be able to enter whatever locker room or bathroom they feel like, and they don't want men competing in girls' sports. It's simply not okay.
The new policy doesn't say anything about transgender athletes. The change drew praise from Democratic lawmakers and LGBTQ advocates. A hearing to determine if prosecutors have enough evidence to go to trial in the case against Corey Richens has been postponed until next month. KUER's Brian Larson has more.
The 33-year-old Park City resident is accused of fatally poisoning her husband Eric with fentanyl in 2022. She later published a children's book about coping with grief. Richens is charged with aggravated murder and other counts. Prosecutors said they would need 3 days to present their evidence against her. Utah Judge Richard Mrazek delayed the hearing until June 18th. Richens was also convicted of assault in another case on Monday. KPCW reports she punched her sister-in-law 2 days after the death of her husband. The attack came during a dispute over how to control his estate. Brian Larson, KUER News.
New CDC data shows overdose deaths decreased nationally in 2023. But in Utah, overdose deaths increased by 8%. Much of the western U.S. also saw an increase. The progress nationwide has been slow. There were only around 3,000 fewer deaths last year than the 110,000 deaths recorded in 2022. Dr. Deb Howry is the chief medical officer for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She says she hopes the fact that the rates have dropped will re-energize prevention efforts. Utah lawmakers are defending their efforts to save Great Salt Lake. Fox 13 reports that environmentalists say the state isn't treating the lake's problems with urgency and that lawmakers aren't doing enough. Carl Albrecht is a Republican representative. He spoke during a legislative Water Development Commission meeting yesterday.
We've poured a ton of money into the Great Salt Lake. We've acquired water and so on and so forth. I'm kind of sick and tired of the environmentalists telling us what we ought to be doing with the Great Salt Lake. We're doing a whole lot.
Utah's reservoirs are at about 90% of the statewide average, so local water districts are being asked to send more water downstream to help the lake. It's up more than 5 feet because of another strong winter, but it's still below a healthy level. For more stories like this, visit GreatSaltLakeNews.org. The final public meeting on the proposed management plan for Bears Ears National Monument is tomorrow night. The Bureau of Land Management will hold the forum at Monument Valley High School in San Juan County from 6 to 8 p.m. It's the last of 7 virtual and in-person meetings the BLM has hosted since releasing the draft plan in March. Attendees can ask questions about what the plan would mean for the park and offer their input. The BLM is also accepting public comments online through June 11th. You're listening to KUER News.